if you could put the soundtracks of the Kino disc onto the Paramount disc, then you've got the perfect set. But, you know, what do you do?
What you do is you go on a podcast and bitch like buggery about it. That's what
you do. That'll put the world to rights. All the power to
you. Hello and welcome to the AV Forum's 4K and Blu-ray podcast for June. Tonight, I'm joined by Mark Costello.
Hello, everyone.
Simon Crust.
Solar panels, I'll go.
And Tom Davis.
Good morning.
For our June 4K and Blu-ray podcast, we're going to recommend a top 10 list of things you can watch on disc and then deep dive into our topic of the month, which is what are we really looking forward to coming out on 4K? And it's no longer, since it's no longer True Lies and Aliens and the Abyss. What is it? First, some competitions. You can win a pair of Q-Acoustics M40 powered micro tower speakers and QED digital cables worth $1069. You can win a streaming service worth $2,400, which includes a Roxanne Tessa integrated streaming amplifier and the Monitor Audio Silver 100 7G bookshelf speakers. Ooh. Closing date for that is 11:59 p.m. Wednesday, August the 28th.
Lovely.
Head over to avforums.com/competitions to enter competitions eligible to eligible AV Forums members over 18, resident in the UK. Previous winners, Woodface 7 won the Project T2 Superphono turntable worth 559, courtesy of Peter Tyson and Henley Audio. New patrons, Oyson Harper, Jim Cameron, Mr. Black 79, Oscar Madfish, Crazy Goose, and bought us a coffee, beer bottles, George Van, and someone. Thank you very much to all of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Especially to
what we're looking forward to on disc. Mark, your favorite from your top 10 Blu-rays for June 2024 was another of your insane box set releases.
Well, of course it would. I'm nothing if not wholly consistent. It was not my number one pick for June.
No, but it was still your pick of the month. Confusingly worded, your pick of the month.
Well, of course. I just wanted out there that I did not ignore the Jean-Pierre Melville Classic Army of Shadows. I did not ignore that in favour of Blood and Boobs.
Well, you kind of did. You said this one's at number one and this is my pick of the month.
So, well, to be fair, the reason why I picked the Flesh and Blood show is, and this is a true story, so bear with me. I'd never, you know, being the horror nut that I am, I'd only ever heard the name Pete Walker in really negative terms. First time I was at a horror convention and I heard someone interview Jenny Hanley, the lovely Jenny Hanley, talking about her time working on his films. And she was massively derogatory about him. Ooh, a bit of a perv, a bit handsy. Ooh, conning me all this and all that. So when 88 Films put this set out, I thought, do you know what? I've heard his name, but I've not seen a film. He was up there with the likes of Norman J. Warren. And I dove into this and I was so pleasantly surprised by the films in this. The films were absolutely brilliant. He had a much more of a European slant. So those early films, he'd come basically from smutty sex comedies. that was where he came from. And he went straight into his horror was obvious giallo and Euro films with the likes of Die Screaming Marianne. But then you go straight into some of those other ones, the Flesh and Blood show, Frightmare, and they're absolutely brilliant. They are proper British giallo, but they feel almost, put it this way, Robin Asquith pops up in one of them. So, you know, it's just a fantastic mix from someone that I'd really expected not a lot from. And the box set itself is typical from 88 Films. Every film has a brand new restoration. I think most of them have got brand new 2K restorations. They look great. There's a boatload of extras on there. I just put this in here because Pete Walker was a name that I don't think we talk about too much. You know, we rush over ourselves to talk anything Hammer. We even, you know, talk about Amicus and Tygon, and yet no one talks about these smaller scale independent British horror filmmakers. So I just wanted to give Pete Walker his just deserves with recommending this set. So any horror fans out there, I mean, I know it's an 80 quid box set. I know.
Why do you have to say it?
I know it's a lot, but.
There's a lot of films in it, though, isn't there?
There's seven films in there.
So that's, yeah, just over a tenner a disc. It's not bad.
And I wouldn't be surprised if 88 Films start to break some of that up, because some of those films, especially the likes of Frightmare, people have probably just about heard of. So you might find the box set gets broken up. But even if it isn't, I love that box set. It's a great box set. So yeah, thumbs up from me.
And you also a tiny bit miffed with Studio Canal in the UK. Tiny bit.
What, you mean over Army of Shadows?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Because it gets a 4K in France.
And interestingly enough, most people had said, well, you know what those Frenchies are like with their discs. They hate us English speakers, so there'll be no English subs on there. And what do they go and do? Boom, put some English subs. So it's fully UK-friendly, their 4K Army of Shadows, which basically renders the 1080p release completely moot. Because I guarantee by the end of the year, we'll get a UK release in 4K. So
It's kind of a little bit annoying.
Stuff you, Studio Canal.
I mean...
Yeah, you and your till.
Be nice to them, because they're probably going to give us the 4K disc when it comes out.
I'm not shilling just in the name of free discs.
You're not shilling, Mark, but this is the second month in a row where you've called Studio Canal.
Yeah, and do you know what? They're still sending me discs. Egypt. Please keep sending the discs.
All right. Yes. in our 4K list, I'm just going to run through these because some of these we haven't published the reviews yet for. Some of these we haven't got the discs yet for. Mute Witness 4K.
I have looked at that. It's in the process of writing that,
It gets an entry in here. Give it a number. Go on, give it a number.
An overall number?
Yeah.
14.
7.
No, I think I'll probably go 8 on it, actually.
Ooh. There you go.
It's quite a good film. The transfer is okay. The sound is good. The extras are good.
Okay.
And it's an unusual little thriller. Those who haven't seen it, it's worth picking up.
Nice.
And it's a brand new 4K restoration that is grimy, dirty, and horrible, but faithful to how it used to look. So I'm happy
just
with
how
that.
I like it.
Yeah, I am enjoying that. With recent releases, it's been a good month for that. The couple that we haven't looked at: Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, Godzilla.
No,
give that one.
Godzilla,
Tom.
Kong.
The new Empire.
The new Empire is the new.
It's the new Empire.
Oh my god! Why are they sticking Empire in everything? Anyway, okay, yeah, those two. I mean, they're going to look great on 4K. We haven't got the discs yet. It's not as much of a complete shit show as some of the more niche titles which come out where you don't know about the restorations. Mm. Ain't nothing they have to do here. It's pretty clean cut.
Yep.
To Kill with Intrigue, Jackie Chan, Mark, you gave it a 6.
Yeah, it was middling Jackie Chan. It was Jackie Chan before he was Jackie Chan. So this was from 1977, the year before he broke big. He hadn't refined his Buster Keaton persona, so he was very serious, very earnest. The film is messy, scruffy. Narratively, it's all over the shop. There's a lot of action in it, which is quite good. It had some money behind it, so it looks fairly lavish. Think of it as a bit crap Crouching Tiger, and you're halfway there. The 4K restoration looks great, though. Honestly, the 4K picture looks absolutely amazing. So much. I've seen so many of these 70s shop socky films on 1080p.
You have seen a lot.
And suddenly seeing what a good 4K looks like, it really impressed me. What didn't impress me was the complete paucity of extras. The fact that I said to Kaz, when they list each of the trailers as a separate extra feature,
that made Mark mad.
The barrel.
They proper poked the bear there.
So it's
this is the Japanese trailer. Yeah. This is the original Japanese trailer.
Yeah. So I mean, the film is gets a pass for the fight choreography. 4K restoration is amazing. Lots of audio tracks are a bit crap. Extras are a bit rubs. So 6.
Well worth $69.99.
I tell you what though, $29.99. These 88 films are ooh, and we'll see it when we come through the likes of Absurd and Anthropophagus, because they are actually now starting to take the piss.
Well, this new 45 quid price point for steelbooks that haven't had their artwork announced is just making me silly. It's like
swines.
I want 45 quid. I'm not going to tell you what it looks like. Just have to trust me. my name is Davy. You know, it's like Fist of Legend, Jet Li.
No, not even cracked it open yet.
Okay, well, that's in the list of things coming this month.
Yep.
Madman, you gave it a 7.
Well, the thing with Madman is it's an average mid-tier 80s slasher. It goes for something a bit more grounded. So there's not a huge amount of blood and boobs, but they're going for tension, which actually worked quite well in it. The film is all right. The 4K restoration is really good, but there are a boatload of extras on this. And not only have they ported all the previous releases over, they've even got a new 20-minute interview with Galen Ross of Dawn of the Dead, who was the star of this. So for me, it's a really nice package for a fairly middling film.
Nice. Italian Job got a restoration.
It did in 2023.
Yes. Okay.
Thanks for that, Si.
And on that note, goodbye. I forgot it was me, wasn't it? Yes.
That's in our list.
I looked at that one. Yeah. It's a classic, corny, cockney caper film. Fun to watch. Endlessly quotable.
I both like it and hate it. I want it to be something it isn't frequently, because I feel like if it had a bit more teeth to it, like Get Carter, it could have been something really.
It could
special.
Have been something very special, yeah.
But at the same time, it wouldn't have been.
It wouldn't have been the classic the that it's
job
become.
It's such a weird. Yeah.
Yeah. The picture's spectacular on it. Far better than the Kino release, because they've it's back to the original colour how it should be. But the audio, I was very disappointed with the audio. Only the one track, 5.1 American dub. That was very, very disappointing. And for a 55-year anniversary edition, why no? Nothing new, only extras.
Isn't it Paramount though?
It is Paramount.
So it's just a banner. They just write the banner.
Yeah, it's just a.
If it's got the banner, that's the thing. They put a banner on the top with a different number.
Makes sense.
That makes it special.
Yeah,
you've got the banner. Sometimes they embroider the banner.
But it's just frustrating, you know, because if you could put the soundtracks of the Kino disc onto the Paramount disc, then you've got the perfect set. But you know, what do you do?
What you do is you come on a podcast and bitch like buggery about it. That's what
you do. That'll put the world
all
to
the
rights.
Power to you.
And didn't you hear the thing about the trailers? I mean, Jesus, imagine if it had no extras. Navy SEALs. Oh, wow. Navy SEALs.
Can I just ask, Kaz, has it arrived yet?
It has. It's sitting there. I wouldn't open it because I was worried if I opened it and the kids got to it, they'd break the magnet clasp. I wanted the opportunity to do that myself.
Yes. Navy SEALs, what can I say? Ooh, Navy SEALs. It's exactly as shite as you remember it. But do you know what? You stick your nostalgia specs on, hop on that train to, you know, downtown Nostalgiaville. It's a hoot. It's so rubs. It really is, but it's brilliant. It's gloriously crap. But Vinegar Syndrome worked their magic. Superb new 4K restoration. Kaz, honestly, your eyes are in for a treat. It looks amazing. Just promise me you'll go with the 2.0 soundtrack. Don't bother with the 5.1. It's a bit crap.
No, I only listen to it on Atmos, or I do mute.
what I will say is, though, for a Vinegar Syndrome VSU, their most luxury line, I was a bit disappointed with the on-disc extras. There's not a lot of them. Obviously, nothing from Sheen or Bean. I think Bean was even on record as describing it as making that film was the worst experience of my life. So I can't think why he didn't come back to do anything. But what I will say is, for this, Vinegar Syndrome knock it out of the park when it comes to packaging. It is the most luxurious, extravagant, over-engineered packaging you could ever imagine. For a film like Navy SEALs, the fact it's in a box this thick with a magnet clasp.
Yeah, I think they had us both at magnet clasp, but I'm pretty sure.
There's 12 different slip covers in there with you know, it's so ludicrously over-engineered, but my God, do I love it. So,
going right next to Roadhouse.
Oh, yes. So basically, everyone go buy Navy SEALs from Vinegar Syndrome because it's
You know what? I think that a lot of people are. I'm surprised about that. It's kind of nice. It's very good. They should do it in a two-pack with Team America. That's
Or to be fair though, I think one of the it's not coming out as a VSU, but I think one of their next big releases is the Chuck Norris classic Invasion USA.
God.
This is just going to be amazing. Now I am waiting for 88 Films to do that. I'm not going to import that one.
Yeah, don't. I'm not on the bandwagon.
No, although it is amazing. Anyway,
With Nail and I also out this month.
That's today, wasn't it? Released today, I
Yeah, could
believe.
easily
17th
be.
today, isn't it? Or was it next week?
Yes, it is.
24th? Ah, oh, whatever.
I think it's 24th, but you could say
24th,
it's
so it's next week.
17th.
Yeah,
Okay.
yeah. Yeah,
But
it's
it could be
another.
today because the podcast goes live like next week.
Okay,
So
well, in which case,
who
it's
knows?
yeah. Who knows? It's from where from our perspective, it's in the future, but from those listening and watching, it could be yesterday.
And indeed probably is.
Yeah. Yeah. Great film. Endlessly quotable. Endlessly quotable. Lovely. Brilliant. What else can you say? Great. Great transfer. Good soundtrack. Nice extras.
I'm
Great
gonna
set.
be
Arrow have done that again.
the person who says I did not finish this movie.
You must be the only one.
I am literally the
Mad
only
hard.
one. I know. I will try it again. I read your review and I know it's great. It's just been built up so much now. I'm terrified of it. If not, I watched it at university and nope,
There
wasn't
is a line
was
from
not
the film,
happening.
actually, that I could quote for you that would describe the feeling exactly.
What?
Monty, you are a terrible. I won't say the last word.
Even a stop clock tells the right time twice a day. Knock. Knock
Knock.
was my one of my well, my pick of the month for films that we've actually had in to review, because I'm still waiting on Chinatown and Team America comes out this month. Apt. Knock, I had a blast revisiting this. This is Joe Carnahan. It's not his first film, but it feels like his first film. I mean, for all intents and purposes, it was. Cracking little crime thriller, a very understated counterpoint to something like Training Day. And I thought proper career high performances from Jason Patrick and Ray Liotta, the late Ray Liotta. I really enjoyed revisiting this. This was an import from Arrow in the US, who haven't got it here, or
Outrageous.
we don't have it here, but it looks fabulous. And I think I wrote in the review it's got FIM's fingerprints on it, so
Nice.
people generally just go, all
Ah,
right,
yeah,
yeah,
that'd be fair.
sold. Yeah, I don't need to read anymore. I don't even need the score. So, but
If
yeah,
only
this,
that were true.
yeah, okay, I still need the score, but anyway, that's what we're recommending this month. And
Just to say, the Jason Patrick rebirth starts later this year. He's just been announced as in the cast of Terrifier 3, everybody.
oh, really?
Your new favorite Christmas film. That's right.
Cool.
The J the Patrick Renaissance or whatever the buggery That's
what
why
call it.
the 4K releases haven't been done yet because
That's
they're so
exactly right.
busy making Terrifier 3. No, it's literally why. That's literally why they said they had to delay all the 4K release.
Well, that's fine. So then why did they send me the 4K for Terrifier 2? Idiots.
Don't just they just haven't finished them yet. And they put a pause in it because Captain was diverting all the power. So, yes. What's the 4K coming soon? Tell me.
Okay, apparently people have been trying to be far too helpful and nice to you all and listed far too many things here for your
No, it's
listening
just because
pleasure.
this month we're
No,
literally
no.
talking about what's coming out.
Yep.
Just this month,
So
not every other
exactly.
month. No.
Oh, honestly.
Okay,
Well,
go on.
anyway,
Tell us
right, I'm
what's coming
going.
out. Is
So
Nikita coming out?
it might be.
Okay.
The
It's the
Jaws
Sweeney
sequel.
Ted box set. Go on.
Sweeney Ted
Sweeney
isn't.
Ted. Sweeney Ted.
What's
It's like a cross between Father Ted
that?
and Sweeney Todd, which sounds terrifying.
Honestly. Right. Are you gonna let me do this now?
Sudden death.
Right. Go on. The Jaws sequels are coming. End of July. Yeah, he said no one. They're coming out as a set and individual steelbook releases that mirror the artwork for Jaws 2. So, have fun with that.
I've got the
As
two I need.
exactly. As Kaz mentioned, those those of you who waited for the Paramount Scares box set because all you wanted was Sweeney Todd or Sweeney Ted, as it shall now be called, rejoice, because that's coming as a standalone release on 3rd of September in the States. Also, interestingly enough, speaking of cracking box sets, Sony have started to crack into their Columbia Classics set and release the one standalone release that everyone wanted. That's right. It's a League of Their Own. That's right. Not Starman or Taxi Driver or any of the ones that anyone actually wants. A League of Their Own is coming as standalone.
Nice.
But as Kaz also mentioned, they are also releasing La Femme Nikita.
I called this like months ago and I got comments to say, oh, the Columbia aren't splitting their things. Well, they are. So why was it vindicated?
Yeah, exactly. So you should.
Yeah, but they're still going to give you the ones that you don't want.
Speaking of Melville, as we did, Kino have announced a couple of his for August the 13th. La Doulos and Alphaville are coming. They're also bringing Last Year at Marienbad as well at the end of August. But really, all we really give a shit about is Jean-Claude Van Damme's Sudden Death. So
hell yes.
Stuff all your art house crap. Shout Factory bringing us the complete Bill and Ted trilogy. Hooray! the first time Bogus Journey has been released on 4K. That's coming on the 6th of August. And they're also bringing us Poltergeist 2, The Other Side. Interesting.
Okay.
The 27th. However, the big news here is not Criterion releasing all the cult stuff in September, like Repo Man and Todd Solenz's Happiness and Greg Araki's Teen Apocalypse trilogy and even All Us Strangers. All of those coming to 4K in September. That's not the big news.
In the US.
The big news is Severina releasing a 5-disc box set of Dario Argento's opera. Come on. I'll have some
discs.
Almost my most looked forward to disc of the year. But I'll save that until our discussion. also coming from Australian label Via Vision, bring us a bizarre set of franchise box sets. The Substitute Collection.
The Substitute?
Yep.
Yeah, with Tom Berenger. And Treat Williams did the sequels, didn't he?
American Psycho Collection and Smokey and the Bandit Collection.
American Psycho Collection?
What?
Yep. Anyway. But back in the UK, quickly, Arrow waited to literally just after we recorded the last poddy to announce Trio Goodies. That's Heathers, the Mexico Trilogy, and the Mighty Silence of the Lambs. But no, the only Desperado gets a 4K in the Mexico Trilogy.
Yeah.
Yep.
What?
Only Desperado.
Only Desperado what? 4K.
But you can get the trilogy, but only Desperado is 4K.
Not this again.
Well,
not
that's
this
all.
Again.
It is getting a standalone release as well.
Yeah,
so
I'm just going to get that.
So there you go. Yeah. Initially, news Arrow have announced that they have corrected the color issue on the Kino Silence of the Lambs. That where the internet was ablaze when they realized that the first reel, if you like, was put on disc in the wrong color space or something.
I tell you it was unwatchable. It was so terrible. And literally what I had to do is I cracked out some of those old glasses that have the tinted lenses and I had to watch it like that. It was horrible.
Shocker.
That I didn't notice.
Terrible. And you call yourself a professional, Kaz. Anyway.
I call myself just a regular watcher and enjoyer of movies. I mean, my God, yes. Thank you for fixing the color space over the first reel.
I'll wait till you finish. You're all right.
Yeah, okay.
Right, okay. Finally, well, it's not really a joke. Indicator are bringing us a George A. Romero film that I'd never heard about from 2000 called Bruiser, starring Jason Fleming. There's a combo you never thought you needed in your life, but apparently it is. It's coming on 22nd of July. That definitely gets the award for this month's most gonzo curio. But rounding out with some really good news, it looks like, yes, Paramount UK, them have announced Anchorman for a deluxe 20th anniversary edition, but only in this country.
Lamp.
That's right. Well, we all love Lamp, so as it should. Right now, I'm done. That's it. So as ever, keep an eye on the forums. Our old man on the inside, Red Devil 85, knows what's going on way before anyone else does. So keep checking the forums and we'll be back here in a month with even more new releases for your listening pleasure and watching pleasure, I suppose.
Yeah, but we're not stopping there, Mark, because this is literally what we're going to talk about.
Oh, I've just done all that. We can go on now.
You're signing off, but we're literally going to talk about what we're looking forward to.
I wasn't looking forward to, well, any of them ones that I've just talked about.
Sudden death.
Saving it all.
Sudden death. Okay. So what are we looking forward to? And I've given a bunch of titles here. A24's Love Lies, Bleeding, Zone of Interest. Criterion's Le Samurai, which I actually have just finished the review of. Pat Garrett on US Criterion. G-Kid's release of Arcane. Kino's Sudden Death, as you said, as well as No Way Out and Blown Away. My God. I know. I need it. Entertainment in Videos? I mean, do they do 4K?
Do they still exist?
Yeah. Didn't they go bust like four times? Anyway, EIV's celebrated release of Civil War in 4K in the UK and the US, which I wasn't expecting. It got announced in the US, and then we get it as well. I cannot wait for that Atmos soundtrack. I literally cannot wait. That's got to be a contender for one of my favorite soundtracks of the year. Warner's Terminator, the Mexico trilogy you mentioned, The Last Unicorn. Hey, that's on the top 10 list of everybody. Second Sight.
I'm going to get that. What are you talking about? That's amazing.
No. I mean, that's your Navy SEALs. Okay.
The Last Unicorn is a stone cold banger. What have you got against The Last Unicorn? This is insane. It's got Christopher Lee in it. It's got Jeff Bridges. It's got everyone in it.
Give me Star Chaser, the Legend of Orion.
Oh my God, I can't believe we're like casting shade on The Last Unicorn. It's a
I'm not casting shade on it. I'm just saying this is me talking about Navy SEALs. I'm just saying, think back to the look on your face when me and Mark were talking about Navy SEALs. And imagine the same thing for The Last Unicorn.
Refuse to accept that it's the same thing. Refuse to. It's not. It's not the same.
Second Sight are doing The Hitcher. Are they actually doing The Hitcher? I mean, I remember
it's been mooted for ages.
Yeah,
it's coming. They've been teasing all the restorations.
Yeah, but it's so long that Arrow released a teaser picture of The Hitcher, which was actually their coffee table book. And then Second Sight started teasing it. It's been a long time. It's been a kind of a long time. But Studio Canal, Soldier Blue.
Ooh, yep.
And
that's an acquired taste.
And Seven, the head in the box version of Seven, which is taking longer to prepare because of
the head.
I think, to get so many heads.
Yeah, exactly. And they didn't anticipate that. But yes. So what are we? I've listed these because these were some ones across a whole bunch of different labels. You know, they cover pretty much all of the bases. I know none of them are really particularly mainstream.
But I don't know. Terminator's pretty mainstream.
Yes. Yeah.
Do we know anything about the restoration process of that film?
No.
Has the deft fingers of Jim Cameron been delving their sweaty little muck and smearing it all with wax and filth?
You talk about that, and I watched True Lies like a couple of days ago, and it was very
shit.
Yes.
Not wanting to go down that rabbit hole again, so we don't know anything about the restoration, just because it's Warner's and not Disney.
I'm just hoping they
may have been able to say, hold on a minute, we've got this 2K scan over here, which is really quite good from the Blu-ray release, whenever it was, 2015. Why don't we just put that, port that would be enough.
I don't know. They should try DNR. maybe AI.
I think the thing with Terminator is whatever the audio, the video is going to get, the audio is going to cause just as much, because there's been decades of bitching about the sound of the gunshots on the various versions. So I think watch. Oh, have you not kept up, Cass?
I haven't really. Isn't it called The Sound of the 80s?
No, it's not, because what they did is they put some brand new shotgun sounds over it for the 5.1 track. And it just sounds really funny, because it sounds like they were recorded yesterday while the rest of the track was recorded 40 years ago. It's quite funny.
That's going to be exhausting. So,
yes, okay. It is. Yes.
That's okay. Yes.
So, What are you looking forward to then, Kaz?
Apart well, not that anymore. Thanks, Mark. between Si's talk of how it's going to look like True Lies and your talk about how the shotguns are going to be ridiculous.
That's exactly right.
I mean,
just go watch it back on VHS. You're fine.
Oh, Jesus.
I owned it on VHS. It was the first video I ever bought. It was a Terminator. Nice. Yeah. I loved it.
And I bet you weren't 18, were you, Si?
I went to see that at the cinema in Epsom. When it first came out. Was it Epsom? It might have been Stoneleigh. It might have been the ABC in Stoneleigh. I went with my dad and he took me. He said, are you sure you can see this? I said, yeah, of course I can.
Was that because of your height and the height of the chair in front? You have to get some little cushion to sit on.
That's how you leave the seat up, you know.
Anyway. Let's leave those.
What was the question?
Let's leave those.
What are you looking at? Out of these, out of anything Mark's talked about, what's coming up? I mean, there's a lot of different releases. I mean, I'm going to go for, I would go for Pat Garrett, but I'm really miffed about the extra disc. I'm not region free. I don't know until people have it in hand whether the Panasonic trick will work on it. And the extras disc on Pat Garrett is specific. That it's like the work print cut or something. They stuck it on a Blu-ray. They managed to get it. They delayed the release. They managed to get it. And then they stuck it on a Blu-ray. And Blu-ray's
it's
the bane.
It's just Peckinpah.
Yeah, Peckinpah, Pat Garrett. Ooh. And it's a new cut. They managed to get it. Stick it on a Blu-ray.
4K. Just on Blu-ray.
No, it's on 4K, but the new cut is on Blu-ray.
Right.
And it's a US criterion. So, it gets a
it's still be a good buy though, won't it?
Yes, it will. No, it will. It'd just be one of those grit through the teeth. Why did they change the shotgun sounds buys? I think I'm most excited about Kino. I think I'll go for all of that Kino. I think everything else is kind of, like A24 continue to do the unthinkable, which is release every one of their indie films on 4K in this, you know, limited edition, lavish set that you have to import and sells out in 30 seconds. Genius. It's absolutely genius. Love Lies Bleeding, Zone of Interest.
I'm a sucker for those.
They did Green Knight. Yeah, you better have all of them.
Yeah.
You're going to get to the stage where you need all A24 films on 4K and they've got you. Yeah,
haven't done it for Civil War though, have they? What are they playing at?
I don't really know what the deal is with Civil War. I don't know who's doing that. Maybe they had a different distribution deal for home cinema releases or something. I don't know why EIV has got Civil War, and I don't know who are releasing it in the
whoever resurrected that company to distribute one movie. No,
it seems so weird. Anyway, I'm going to keep going on about this, but yes, what are you looking forward to, Tom?
Oh, announced recently was The Third Man, Studio Canal, bringing The Third Man to 4K. So I saw that and thought, yep, I'll have that 100%. Mm. That'll be really interesting to see because their Blu-ray anniversary thing from a few years ago was quite nice looking. So that should be good. And you already mentioned Mark Repo Man, which I'm a huge fan of. And was surprised that you weren't, because I thought you were into that sort of like dumb, stupid, like over the top nonsense. I definitely am, and
I think it's too mainstream for Mark.
Yeah,
possibly.
And the other thing that I was talking to Mark about just the other day is From Beyond has been given like a UK 4K release, and I didn't pick up the Vinegar Syndrome release from a while ago, and I love a Stuart Gordon movie, love Jeffrey Combs, love Barbara Crampton, love the whole movie. It is gross and absolutely filthy.
It is.
And
amazing.
Yeah.
And in 4K, it's very, very icky.
I'm definitely going to get sucked into that one. That's
quite literally.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to have my pineal glands going to be out. It's going to be amazing.
Steady.
What are you going for, Simon? You're going for Soldier Blue, aren't you?
Even Soldier Blue, As I said, that is a bit of an acquired taste, but an extremely powerful film. But that stayed with me for years since I first saw it. I think I reviewed it on site years ago from a German disc.
It's restored. Yeah, you went out of your way for that one, and yeah.
Yeah, so that's a good one. I'm quite looking forward to that because I mean it was always sort of a dark and gritty film, but I think it will clean up really, really nicely. And it's immensely powerful. One of these films that starts off all stupid and light and funny, and then takes a turn to the really, really dark. Yeah, so I like that. That and Terminator, because I've got to get Terminator.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's the same with all of them. I picked them all up. It's just a going through various degrees of disappointment in it. I probably started in the wrong place by watching The Abyss first.
Yeah.
Mark, what are you shooting for?
One of the things that really tickled me is they don't have an awful lot of firmed up release dates between now and the end of the year. It's really interesting. If you go on to some of the main ones like Blu-ray.com and you look at the release schedule, it's a fairly packed release schedule for June and July, and then it just drops off the cliff. So yeah. I think we haven't yet had announcements for a number of some properly fantastic discs that are going to come out between the end of the year. Obviously, October is always a fun time for horror fans. Mm-hmm. There's always some superb ones. But the two for me that I'm most looking forward to is Studio Canal putting out The Conversation on the 15th of July. Looking forward to that. I love the fact that, do they have an actual cassette?
Yeah.
In there?
But they've missed a trick in it not being The Conversation. Yeah, that's what you want on the cassette, surely. Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that immensely. But the biggest release of the year for me, I'm sticking true to form. I'm going with Severin's Trick or Treat from 1986. The absolute heavy metal horror classic.
Oh, yeah. What's a great film?
Ozzy Osbourne, Gene Simmons from Kiss, and some other people who, frankly, we don't care about. But it's going to be amazing. They had a massive release put on YouTube and it ended. This is what you're getting. This is all stuff. And then they said, and it's coming soon. And they still haven't given us a bloody release date. But I think, interestingly enough, I think what's coming soon, though, is going to be of interest to us all, because Janus Films, their Criterion people over in the States, are bringing a 4K restoration of Akira Kurosawa's Seven Samurai.
Oh, they are on. To the cinemas, yeah. So you know what that's going to be Criterion,
It is. We'll be all over that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That is the daddy. Yeah, that's
absolutely, without a doubt. Yeah, that tops everything.
I think I'm very much looking forward to Nikita. I also omitted Robocop 2. That's out. Well, that's probably out at the time that this. Yeah, that's out tomorrow, but last week in podcast terms. I'm quite excited by Robocop 2. And I've got to go with Blown Away, though. It's utter nonsense. It's just utter nonsense, but it really works for me. And I've realized it's the bomb disposal nonsense that works for me best, because we rewatched The Specialist the other day. It's utter nonsense. It's so bad. And John Barry takes it really seriously with his Bond score. But it's so great. Everyone's just getting blown up by random, really perfect bombs that you know, you see Stallone's making like this, and it's and before the cat scares him. I need more bomb disposal movies.
Well, you say Blown Away, and all I think about is Arlington Road.
For me, Arlington Road is crap.
They're almost the same film.
No, Arlington Road is actually a good movie.
I thought it was Blown Away.
No, Blown Away isn't. Blown Away is is the Navy SEALs of the bomb disposal movies. I love it. Forrest Whitaker. It's got Tommy Lee Jones with the best accent I've ever heard. And it's got Jeff Bridges and his dad. Him and his dad. It's got some fantastic scenes in it and some really, really great ideas. But it's a pretty bad movie. I love it. I love the U2. I love the set pieces. I love all of it. But it's the Navy SEALs of the bomb disposal movies.
That should go on the poster.
They should. It would sell it to me. That and a magnet clasp. Preferably not one that blows up. But yeah, that would sell it to me.
Job's a good one. So there, in which case, I'm going to pivot and say I want Arlington Road on 4K. That would really? Be my most looking forward to this, but no one's releasing it yet. So come on, fingers out, people. I think it's with Sony in America. Come on.
And Civil War, you said, psychically you communicated to me, Mark, is Lionsgate in the US. Is that, but not in the cinema? Is A24 at the cinema? Or what's the deal
here? I don't
know. No idea. Okay. No, the reason why is because why is A24 not giving us the lavish, you know, ninja sets with the, you know, lenticular slip? Oh, actually, they are. Lionsgate doing a slip, aren't they? And
I mean, well, maybe Lionsgate released it theatrically. It was just an A24 were... It was one of their smaller productions. Then they went, you know, with a co-producing partner. Who knows, yeah. Kaz? Who knows?
Yeah, they resurrected EIV. Yeah, it's all good stuff.
EIV, Jesus. Right. I still want those crappy spines on the 4K that look horrible.
Yeah.
That look really cheap and nasty, like a school child has drawn it on. That's what I want on the 4K. That's all I remember, those EIV from the EIV VHS boxes.
I remember.
You're almost embarrassed to have them on your shelf. You have to put them front ways on. Or is that just me?
No, it's the reverse of like an iconic symbol representing the kind of, you know, studio with credibility behind it. And yeah, it's like, oh, is that EIV again? I kind of recognize their whatever it is. Yes. Yeah. Good stuff. Right. As ever, let us know if there's anything we've not covered you think we should check out. That's it for the Disc Podcast this week. My thanks to the team.
If no, you enjoy thank the
podcast.
You.
No, thank you.
Thank
no.
you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Just thank you. Why didn't you say thanks, Mark? Everyone else was saying thanks.
I did telepathically.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, stuck it in the chat. Exactly, if you've enjoyed this podcast, give us a like and subscribe to the channel. Plus, hit the notification bell so you don't miss out when we publish our live streams, product reviews, and more. If you really liked it, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/AVForums. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook and bookmark AVForums.com for the latest reviews, news, and videos. Plus, give us a 5-star rating on whichever service you use if you enjoyed the show. Thank you for watching and listening. Join us for another podcast soon.
Yay.